Hello. Welcome to Tales for You 6th Grade. Page 4. The Princess Tale.
Princess Amelia ran into the throne room.
You sent for me, Mother?
Yes, darling,
said Queen Cecily.
A dragon has been spotted near the mill. I'm riding over there with my knights to investigate.
Amelia pictured her mother's small band of knights. Sir Gerard talked a lot about dragons, but he spent his days playing chess.
Can your knights really drive away a dragon?
She asked.
To be honest, I hope they won't be put on the test,
said the queen.
Fortunately, the monster seems to have taken wings. Nonetheless, we must take a proper search.
I'm glad you want me to come with you,
Amelia said. Seeing a real dragon from a distance sounded exciting.
Actually, I need your help with something else.
Queen Cecily stood up, hanging her scepter to Amelia.
I don't want to leave my throne vacant in case the dragon is reported again. Until I return at noon, please sit here. If you receive any further news of the creature's whereabouts, please send a messenger to me at the mill.
So, I'm queen for an hour,
said Amelia, climbing onto the throne. Queen Cecily smiled.
So to speak, rule well, dear.
She set her crown on Amelia's head and hurried away. Amelia sat swinging her legs. The room was so quiet that she could hear the grandfather clock ticking.
I wish I had a book to read,
she thought. A stand beside her held her mother's writing supplies. She took a sheet of paper, dipped the diamond pen tip into the ink pot, and drew a dragon. Time dragged. She caught a whiff of smoke.
Maybe the cook scorched lunch,
thought Amelia. Then she heard a hissing noise and looked up, straight into the gem-like eyes of a blue-green dragon, slithering swiftly into the room. Hiding her fear, Amelia waved away the smoke curling from the monster's nostrils.
Just how did you get in here?
She demanded.
And who's to stop you?
Said the dragon.
Not that anyone has even tried. Everyone's looking for me down at the mill. I crept into your castle without meeting a soul. But let's hurry up, Amelia, and don't make a fuss in the air.
In the air?
How else will I fly you up to my cave? Surely you know that dragons capture princesses.
Unfortunately, yes, I do know,
thought Amelia.
Have I heard anything about dragons that will help me? Let's see. Sir Gerard always says dragons are either clever or dull. I hope mine is a dim kind. Dragon, see my throne, crown, and scepter?
Amelia said.
Right now, I'm a queen, not a princess.
The dragon's scowly brow creased.
You're right. That's a problem. While I was hiding behind your stables, I did overhear the queen say something about this.
He brightened.
But she also said you are only in charge until noon. When the clock strikes, you'll become a princess again, and I'll start off with you.
I'm lucky the dragon isn't too smart,
thought Amelia, glancing at the clock.
Still, if I don't get rid of him in 10 minutes...
Her gaze fell on the glittering pen, and she had an idea. She flipped over the sheet of paper and started writing.
Dragon, I'm making an important law,
she said.
That's nice.
The dragon twiddled his claws.
It's good to finish your queenly paperwork before you turn back into a princess.
Thanks to my new law, I won't be stepping down,
said Amelia.
Listen to this. By order of Queen Amelia, Princess Amelia is now queen for as long as she'd like.
A confused expression crossed the dragon's face. Then he groaned.
What terrible law.
He looked so miserable that Amelia felt sad too.
Why do you want to capture Princess anyway?
She asked.
I don't.
The dragon sighed.
Any princess I succeed in seizing will be mad at me. Also, she'll just take up the space in my cave I need for storing riches. I wish I could stay home quietly counting my gold. But, for some reason, nabbing princesses isn't every dragon's to-do list. It's a tradition.
Your queen can change that,
Emilia said briskly. She penned another line.
Here's my official dragon law. By order of the Queen Emilia, dragons are hereby forbidden to steal princesses and permitted to spend their free time counting gold.
Hooray!
Cried the dragon.
Your Majesty, you're doing a great job for running this kingdom. I can wait to fly home.
He bowed and rushed off. Soon after, Emilia's mother returned.
Thank you, love. There's no sign of the dragon.
Bong, bong, bong.
The clock's 12th stroke died away. Emilia was a princess again, and a very happy one.